I am untouchable in a touching world. I am untouchable in a touching world. We live in a world where everybody is touching everybody. Everybody is saying, hey, I see you. Hey, I see how you are. I see the kind of person you are. Hey, I know who you are. I know what you're doing. And everybody knows about everybody else. And because everybody knows about everybody else, then everybody feels that they are number one in whatever that is. And is that true? Is that true? Do we really know who everyone is? Do we really know what's going on in this world? Do we really know that? Well, we think we do. We think we do, but we are really not sure. Because we are living in a world where everyone is touching everyone else. And because everyone is touching everyone else, what's going on? Because everyone is touching everyone else, they're not touching themselves. They're not aware of who they are. And they're not aware of all the magic that they are. And because they're not aware of it, they don't experience how happy they can be. They don't experience how full life can be to them. Because I am untouchable in a touching world. Truly. I live in a touching world where everything goes on and everything is doing all sorts of things. And everything is telling me what's important and what the values are in life. And because other people tell me what the values are in life, then I look at that and I say, that's for me. That's what I am. That's where I am going. That's what's going on in my world. That's who I am. And that's not true. Because you can have a dream, and you can dream of yesterday. You can dream of things that happened before. And if you will pay attention to that dream, you will realize that dream is not an exact duplicate of what happened before. The dream may be of something that you had done before, a job that you had had, a place where you worked, the people with whom you worked, and the attitude that you had at the time. And as you look at it now, it's totally different. Totally different. Because you're looking at it now, I'm untouchable in a touching world. You are looking at it now from how you are touched now, not how you were touched then. You're not looking at how your attitude was then. You may think, well, I had a poor attitude then, or I had a very good attitude then. But you're thinking of what it is right now. Just think of it, just for a minute. What are your dreams? Your dreams are of yesterday, but they're not yesterday. They're of your attitude today, of how you feel about it today, of how you are today about whatever happened that you remember from the past. So, if you remember that you got fired from a job or you got hired on a job, if you remember when you first asked your sweetheart to love you and you said yes, when you remember the first time that your baby sang to you, when you remember the first time you kissed your dad and your dad says, I wanted to do that all my life. You see, when we do things now, it's totally different than when we ever did it before. I am untouchable in a touching world. The world that touched me yesterday is not the world that I'm living in today. Because yesterday I had an attitude about who I was living with and who I was working with and who I was being with. And today that attitude has totally changed. And that doesn't mean it's right or it's wrong. That means that I am a totally different person with a totally different untouchable attitude toward the past, living in this present world. And I look up and see a smile on somebody's face who yesterday had been sad to me. I don't remember the sadness. I see the smile on their face today. I see the joy in their heart today. when sometimes monks walk into the monastery and I look at them and I say, well, for goodness sakes, what are you going to do, brighten up my day? Are you going to make everything seem fantastic and wonderful just because you're here? How wonderful! And something stupid like that, something utterly ungracious, but yet that's what it is. That's what it is. Because I'm untouchable in a touching world. The touching world is what I touch it, and how I touch it today, and how I think about it today, and how I live this world today, and how I love this world today, because it has nothing to do with yesterday. It has nothing to do with something that has happened before. It has nothing to do with any of those things. It only has to do with right now. It only has to do with who you are and who I am and what the world is doing right now. That's all that matters. I'm untouchable in a touching world. People can say things to me, but it makes no difference. They can say, hey, you're wonderful. Hey, I like your haircut. Hey, I don't like your haircut. Hey, what is going on with you? You got something, a problem in your life? No, see, I'm untouchable by all that stuff. I don't look at a person's haircut and think it's a nice haircut or a bad haircut. I just look at a person and I see the total person. I see the total person as being fabulous. The total person as being wonderful. I'm untouched by how they look or how they talk or how they act or how they think or what they say. I am only touched by what I think, I say, I act, and I live, and what I am. I'm only touched by me. I am untouchable in a touching world. And as I am untouchable in a touching world, I make sure that I am giving back, shining out, revealing to the world the solid person that I am, the unconditionally loving person that I am, the happy person that I am. I give that out every moment of my life because that's who I am. I will not listen to any thought. I will not listen to any word, any attitude. I will not look at any experience or any appearance and say that is what is real. For I look at that appearance and I call it good and very good, whereas a moment before someone else might have called it bad. And when I call it good, I don't necessarily say it outwardly or openly, but I say it in my heart. And as I say it in my heart, I glow when I look at the experience. I glow in love when I look at whatever I'm talking about. And so that whatever I'm talking about glows in love back to me. And it glows in love back to me because I'm untouchable in a touching world. I am the one doing the touching. My thoughts, my attitudes, my life. I am the toucher. And I look about the world and I say, it is wonderful, it is good, it is fantastic, it is marvelous. And as I say that, that's just what it is. There's nothing else in this world that makes any difference to me or to anyone else. Nothing else in this world that makes any difference to me or to anyone else. Because in this world, only I exist. In this world, only I know who I am. In this world, only I delight. For I am unconditional love, and I am happiness, and I am peace, and I am the joy of the world. I am the love of the world. I am the goodness of the world, because I am the world. By my thought, by my unconditional love, all the world is the kind of place that I want to live in, and I live in it now. This moment, this thought, in the now. Join me living in the now, in this world, in this thought, in this positive attitude, and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. As I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.